Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Everybody, welcome to Real Housewives of Miami Reunion Part 2. Here we go. Very big day. If you want to watch us on video, you find Crappens on Demand at patreon.com. It's also where you find our bonus episodes. This week, we did some online shopping together. And also, every other Monday, we do Crappy Hour. On the Mondays, we're not doing that. We are doing Amazon Live. Crappy Hour is at 5:30 Pacific time, and Amazon Live is at 4 p.m. Pacific time. This coming Monday is when we'll be doing the Amazon Live. So if you want to watch a shop and see what we're buying, etc., that's where to do it. Find information in our link in bio on Instagram. And that's it. Are you ready for this completely bonkers day?
I am absolutely ready for this Miami reunion.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, what? What is happening?
Oh,
it's a press conference.
What could it be?
Oh, my God.
What could be happening in the world?
Wait, it looks like Wendy Acefo is coming to a podium to discuss something. Dr. Wendy, what happened? What's the announcement here?
I have been wrongfully arrested. 7 counts of fraud, 16 charges to something or other. Something about Birkin bags saying they were stolen. They were stolen, okay? They were stolen. I don't know why they're coming after me.
Wendy and Happy Eddie were arrested.
Arrested. Yes, this is shocking. I woke up to this. This is the first thing I read when I woke up. I'm not even joking. There was an email. I looked at it. I was like, Wendy and Eddie arrested, booked on criminal fraud charges. Apparently, the long and the short of it is that last year they claimed they were robbed. I don't remember if we discussed this on a crappy hour or not. I think maybe we did. It was this minor headline that Wendy and Eddie were robbed of about $20,000 or $26,000 of like jewelry or whatever. And then they were arrested today because it turns out the jewelry was not stolen, but it was returned from where it was purchased. So now both of them have been arrested for insurance fraud and reporting a false burglary.
Well, whoa. First, the ring, she said some of her jewelry was, and by the way, this is all information we're getting from TMZ and stuff, so who knows? But so far, what we know is, yeah, what you said, that they were robbed. They said all this stuff was stolen. It was a lot of Birkin bags and jewelry. There was a picture of her wearing the ring that she said was stolen in a post after, which is not very smart, Wendy. No. It also reminds me of Kyle Richards, when Kyle Richards was like, oh, I got all this jewelry stolen, and people were like, you're still wearing that jewelry. And she's like, I had it remade. Remember, there was all that.
Yeah.
And then she thought she saw her mom's ring on a boardwalk of a psychic, like a psychic on a boardwalk. She saw the ring and then was accusing the psychic of stealing the ring. I mean, something crazy. But anyway, that was then. This is now. So apparently she was wearing this ring that she said was stolen in a post, and that a bunch of Birkin bags and stuff that she claimed were stolen, she had returned to the stores and gotten receipts for these purchases. It's pretty crazy. The amount is, God, it's like $450,000. They claimed like $450,000 in stolen stuff. So that's pretty big. Yikes. Yeah.
Oh, I had read another number. No, this is crazy. I read another number that said 20,000, but maybe that was a different thing. But that was from a different article. Doesn't matter. The point is, this is wild. I am actually genuinely shocked because I did not see this happening with these two. Call me naive. I always felt like she always talked up a big game. Like, I never believed that Happy Eddie was like as successful as she always claimed it was. And like, really, it was just like four or five days ago that she's on the premiere saying like, Happy Eddie is doing so well that like, they're going to be, you know, looking to do, you know, they're going to expand in other states and wow, they have money. And so to see that these two who are like, I don't know, I just, it seemed like these two actually, despite the fact that like Wendy would like often embellish things, it seemed like these two really had their head on their shoulders. And I wasn't just did not see crime as part of their timeline.
I didn't either.
Did you see this?
I was completely shocked. And listen, I think everybody should get arrested. I'm never shocked when a housewife gets arrested. I'm surprised how many haven't been arrested. Like, how are Dorit and PK still walking around? I don't believe Kyle Richards either. And all of her burglaries and Teddy's and all of that. There's like so many weird burglaries that I've never really completely bought that I'm surprised that most of them aren't in jail. But this one, I was actually very surprised. I didn't believe it. I saw it, the first thing I saw in the morning, like you, because we're housewives people. So, of course, our texts are inundated. You know, there's the tags. We're inundated with this news. And I clicked on it. And, of course, the first place I went was Reddit because, you know, that's my Bible. And so I went on there and I saw it and I did not believe it. The pictures look fake. I mean, the pictures.
Yeah.
Wendy is, they both look high as fuck, first of all. They look really like someone do. Came to pick them up in the middle of the night. They were watching, you know, the Ed Gein show and laughing their asses off, you know, Monster or whatever, just laughing their asses off high on their own supply. They look crazy. Wendy's smiling like the Joker
from
Batman.
Take some lessons from Countess Luann, though. Like Countess Luann is like still the high watermark for like mugshots, not just for Bravo, but like maybe for society. Like that Countess Luann mugshot continues to be perfection. Wendy is more like, it feels like the movie poster for Smile. I'm like, uh-oh, is something going to attack me now?
Yes. I love, like, people are actually making movie posters of Smile with Wendy on the cover, which is really funny.
Are they?
A lot of memes going
around. Oh, wow. That's so funny. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it's a lot. I didn't believe it. And Eddie just looks stoned as fuck. I mean, he really looks crazy. So this was bad. I will say it does look good for their weed because, you know, one of the side effects for weed can be paranoia. I mean, I don't even smoke weed anymore. I'll take a gummy occasionally or whatever, but I used to be a huge pothead. I mean, every day, multiple times a day for years and decades. And, I kind of slowed down on that. And then when I went back to it, I got the paranoia back again so strong. And I don't think that they have that in the Happy Eddie strain because these two look high as fuck and they are enjoying the hell out of this. They look like this is the funniest night of their life. So I'm hoping that there's been some kind of mistake, obviously, because Wendy can be an obnoxious asshole sometimes. But I think ultimately she's funny and she's earned her place on this show. And I really like having someone have the high ground on a housewife show. And I feel like she's got the high, she's had the high ground for a long time where she can.
She's on high ground right now.
But I've enjoyed her judgy moral high ground. So I hate to see her lose it, but
I actually hate this for them. I had a few like immediate thoughts. First of all, I mean, this is Bravo, so we have to comment on this. Wendy, yes, her smile looks a little crazy. She looks like she's 24. Like, great. Like, who knew that a mugshot lighting was really like her best friend? I mean, she looks so young. Second of all,
honestly,
I felt
so natural. Like, really.
She looks great.
I mean, we all know she's had a million surgeries because she did it on the show. You know, she came back with a million surgeries. But I mean, they've really settled. I mean, she looks great.
In fact, she looks so young that when I saw these pictures, I thought, oh, is this like an archival arrest that they just dug up? That's how young I thought she looked. I did think about, I felt like actually genuinely, like I felt really bad, gutted for those kids. Like I felt like, I mean, really just that my heart broke for them because this is not easy for for kids. And then I thought of Wendy's mom and I was like, oh man.
Oh, Wendy's
first,
mom
I thought,
was gonna kill her.
Susan's her name, right? I was like, oh, she's going to destroy Wendy. And then I thought, what if Wendy's mom is actually the one behind this? Like, what if Wendy's mom is the one who like returned the stuff and they're taking the fall for Wendy's mom? Cause I'm not going to rule that one out either. I feel like Wendy's mom would be like, I'm the mother. You go to jail for your mother after everything I did for you.
She has all the purses. She's like sitting on the couches made out of Birkin bags. Yeah, I don't know. I'll bet the mom blames Eddie's mom, though.
Oh, 100%.
I have a question. I have a question. Were you arrested because you stole wicks? Are you a wick stealer? Candle stealer?
Hello, this is Karen Hugo. I'm here to make my first post-jail appearance here at this press conference, and I just would like to say that to Wendy, jail, it's not for the small wicked. If you've got 3 wicks, you're never going to survive. You're going to need 5 wicks to get through the pen, to get through the hen house, to get through Sing Sing. So good luck to you, because it's not going to be easy, Wendy.
Oh, man. Crazy. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm assuming all the camera people in Potomac are scrambling this morning, getting over to Wendy's house.
Oh, my God. Seriously. They really have their hands full over there in that county. I'm not going to lie. So the headline that... The email that I saw this morning, someone has sent us an email that forwarded an article. And so the headline of the article said, Real Housewives star husband charged in Maryland with fraudulently reporting burglary theft. I'm not going to lie. My first thought was, well, Juan Dixon. I was like, this has got to be Juan Dixon. You know, he's like, I was like down on his luck. You know, I think he's, is he coaching or whatever? So in my mind, I was like, it's probably someone who's like not on the show anymore. They're scrambling. So I thought Juan Dixon. I don't know if there was anyone else that I like. Maybe I didn't feel like it would be Chris Samuels. I feel like Chris Samuels has a lot of money. So in my mind, I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a Juan Dixon story. And then to see that it was Wendy and Eddie, I was shocked.
Well, the whole situation is shocked. So I guess, you know what? We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Okay. Maybe it's been big misunderstanding. Who
can't
knows?
Wait to see this play out on Potomac. It's going to be great. And you know what's going to be great about it? Karen is like, I'm off the hook. So next season of Potomac, it's going to be a doozy. I'm already excited.
Yikes. So, wow. Well, okay. Well, here we go. That's not the only thing happening in the world. Real Housewives of Miami Part 2 had one of the best reunions
ever.
Of all time, probably, right?
I watched. No, it was 100%. I don't think I've ever laughed as much through a reunion episode as I did last night. I was like, this is one of the classics. This is one of the funniest ones. It's like, there's no use proselytizing while we're doing the Miami recap, because most people who don't watch Miami, I'm assuming, are not listening to our Miami recap. But if for some chance you just are listening and you don't watch Miami, like you, like the way that you are missing out is so deep and so hard because this reunion episode, like we don't even deserve this reunion episode. It was just that funny. It was that amazing.
Really, really solid work all around. And I just like that. There are so many things that would traumatize other housewives and make it like they could be such victims about it. I mean, Adriana basically just got outed, first of all. Like, you can't, like, we're in 2025. You're not supposed to be outing people, you know, like stuff like that. There's like a lot that people could be victims over, and they're not. They're just like, you know what? No, fuck you. Okay. You fucked with a Haitian mortician and had to buy him a coffee maker.
Like, it's just, there were just so many moments. Like, did you have sex? No, I don't have a dick. The way also that they would cut to various women on the sofas laughing, like Alexia would laugh, or Stephanie was like losing, was dying with laughter. It was like an old fashioned sitcom with like a laugh track, you know, like the reason why you have a laugh track there is like, when you're watching, it's like, oh, that was funny. It's like, oh yeah, other people found that funny too. And now it's even funnier to me. And like, that's kind of how this episode was. Like every time I saw them laughing, I would just start to laugh too. Cause it was like contagious for me.
No one can keep a straight face. And you've got both sides of the couch, right? You've got each side of the couch is on one side, right? There's like Team Adriana on one side. And then you've got Team Gertie on the other. I mean, not Team Gertie.
It's more like Team Julia and Team Anti-Julia.
Yeah. You've got Team Julia on the other side. And the teams are trying to fight for their team, right? So whenever something would happen, you know, where Julie was accused of something, they'd be no, like that's not true, like, but what about you, like? And then same for Adriana, her people would come find it. But the things that were coming out of both Julia and Adriana's mouths were so crazy that even their teams had to be like, wait, what? Like it they had to keep stopping in the middle of their defense because it's too crazy. Like, how am I standing up for this person right now?
It was so remarkably funny. Like it was like, these are these moments where I get like on my soapbox about like, these shows are brilliant. These shows are so deeply hilarious. And you know, like they deserve more respect by like wider pop culture.
They
and
deserve
liner, we
the
don't
Nobel
need
Peace Prize. Where's they the do. Nobel Peace Prize they for do. These ladies? You know,
yes.
People are fighting over the Nobel Peace Prize over there. It's like, give it to them.
And I have to say, I have to really applaud Andy's growth as a reunion moderator over the past like 15 years, because what's so funny is that someone will make a claim. I'm just like, I don't have a specific example here, but I'm gonna try to make one up. And Andy has now become someone who's so good at a deadpan question where like, if Adriana's like, she had to give him a coffee maker, and you'll be like, wait, the coffee maker, what type of coffee maker was it? Like, he'll, like some bullshit question with a straight face that is like a troll question. He does it so often. And like, he's just become so good at that.
I know there's so many questions he could ask. And he's like, wow, coffee, huh? Like, what kind of coffee maker? All right, well, let's get into it. Cause there's a lot to unpack here, as Andy would say. So, we pick up where we left off, which is where Julie is like, Andy, I know something that you don't know, but Adriana knows. I would like to bring clarity. In the Hamptons, Adriana and I slept together. Don, don, don. Everyone's like, what? And Adriana just starts laughing her ass off. And then after, she said, wait a minute, you're married. You're married. Lisa Hochstein. How could you? Lenny.
I already knew that this, what Julia was saying was true by Adriana's strange laugh, because Adriana is the queen of like, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. Like, that's 100% what she does. So the fact that like she had no response for this, so she had to do like a casual laugh, like, oh, this is ridiculous. I was like, oh, okay, Adriana's busted. This 100% happened. And in fact, I mean, we know what happened.
Gertie's,
I was
just
saying, we know what happened. It's not really denied.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's the Bill Clinton thing. Like, what is sex?
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What is it really?
depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah, what's the definition of is? So Gertie's like, wait, does she mean like sleeping? Like, sleep, or does she mean like no, like what kind of sleeping? This could be like, I need clarity.
Wait, you mean like sex? Like sex or like sleeping in the bed? Like sex, like sex?
Yes, Andy. But like, yes, Andy.
But what if someone's not a basketball player, is it considered sex still, like?
But was it just like with feet, like? Because that doesn't like count, like I feel like feet doesn't count, like.
Although you can count on your feet, like I do that on my videos, like.
So Andy's like,
so you two slept together during the cast trip to the Hamptons 4 years ago.
So we see a flashback to 2021 and the scene where Adriana got naked and the bathtub and everything. And
they were all
like,
over each other that whole trip, mm-hmm. and feeding each other and getting each other up against walls and kissing each other. And, yeah, so we see all that, and Kiki's like, wait, was it after the engagement?
No, it was before our friend engagement. It was before.
So now we see the flashback of the friend engagement, of her being like, Adriana de Mora, promise me you will be my best friend forever. And everybody clapping. And so it was before the friend engagement. And Lisa's like, make it make sense. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I still am. Oh, please. You're so embarrassed that you just adopted two little boys and have your wife over there taking care of them, and then come on national TV and talk about how you've been fucking around. Are you nuts? Are you crazy? What is wrong with you?
Well, I actually, it's funny because I believe this. I kind of believe both of them, honestly. I think they both are telling the parts of the story that best serve them. I do believe they hooked up. I do believe it made things weird. I do believe Adriana became, I do 100% believe Adriana is the type that would say, you know, if you be friends with Alexia, I'm going to tell everyone that this happened. Like, I 100% believe that. But I can imagine that is something. But I also believe Adriana that Julia probably did have some other affairs going on. I mean, what no one brought up, which I was shocked about, was that it was like 2 seasons ago when Lars is like, my friend, like Julia saw you like kissing a man, like in a hotel. Like, I was like, we've already had this storyline, in fact. So yeah. I was surprised they didn't circle back to that.
I was too, actually, because yeah, that makes that seem a lot more true these days. So Julia's like, by the way, Martina knows. But why are you bringing it up then? Why are you bringing it up? No one has to even know that. What are you doing? Like, what are you going to do? Like, hire her a vocal coach and try to make her an American Idol star now? Lenny!
Because that's what Lenny's up to with his newest Russian that he's procured for himself. He's got her vocal lessons and posting on Instagram videos of her.
Great.
She's just great. Like, oh my God.
Something off, it is a river.
Just have everyone, it's my song, singing The Rose.
We'll just have everyone sing The Rose this year.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Julia's like, for one reason, I was living in mental psychological abuse by Adriana for 2 years.
And Gertie's like, oh, wow. And everyone's like, oh,
you guys are like being very insensitive.
Because Gertie, Lisa, and Adriana just like laugh at like, oh, this is ridiculous.
They're like, oh, please. Like, no. Oh, please, Julia. Walking around, sticking your tongue down everybody's throat all the time, doing this stuff on camera all the time. I'm so sure you were mentally and psychologically abused. Give me a fucking break.
Well, this is where Julia loses it. Because I think for sure Adriana made her life hell about it. I don't doubt that at all. But like where Julia should have told the story and said, I'm bringing this up because this was a mistake on my part to go down this path with Adriana. And it made our friendship forever weird. And we tried to act like it was fine, but it wasn't. And it introduced an element of intimacy that got in the way of the friendship and it snowballed. And now this is where we are now. Like, that's what she should have said. But instead she's like, we made out and now I'm abused. It's like, oh no. Like, for sure, say that Adriana held it over your head. But like, you can't really take anyone's side, I feel like, because you see them say one thing that feels like the truth and then they say bullshit at the same time.
I take sides. I take Adriana's side for sure on this. I don't believe Julia for 2 seconds. We've seen Julia come on to every single person on this show, try to make out, try to make it that she's like having sex with multiple people all the time. That's like her vibe on the show. And that doesn't mean that those kind of people, I guess that can sound problematic. It's not that nothing could happen to her, but we've seen, like the clip we just saw of her and Adriana in the Hamptons, it does not look like... She's trying to make it sound like she was in a bad place with Martina and Adriana took advantage of her is what she's.
Yeah.
Trying
see
to
that. I don't like, and I didn't like that at
that's
all.
That's where it's going off the rails for me. She's like trying to make herself like this super victim of this super predator, Adriana, which if we've seen anybody with predator vibes, it's Julia on this show.
Well, I don't know necessarily about predator vibes, but what I do think though, is that Julia sort of like leaning into like I was, you know, manipulator, or that she's like a victim in this situation. I don't think either of them are really a victim. I think they're just both consensual.
Predator's a strong word. Something. I guess I'm saying it in
alien.
In comparison.
Alien versus predator.
In comparison, you know what I mean? She's trying to make Adriana sound like a predator. And I'm just saying, like, if anyone's been aggressive sexually on this show with people who aren't into them, it's you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, yeah, no, I think that basically
Adriana at least hires her people from France for a few weeks.
I know, for a day player for one episode.
Them get their AFTRA cards. Okay.
I agree. I think that like, I believe Julia that it happened. I don't think she's coming on TV and opening this can of worms, knowing how it could actually really massively impact her relationship with Martina. Also, which is Martina is not only a relationship, but it's also a lifestyle. Let's not forget that. And I don't think she's imperiling that unless like this really happened personally, unless she's really unless she's really out there, unless she's really gone girling this. But I think that part is true. But I agree. I think that like there is a lot of talk from her about like she was taking advantage of me. I mean, you were taking advantage of Adriana too. Like you guys were both probably in a rough place in your life. I mean, I don't know. This is where Julia loses because she doesn't really wholeheartedly stand in this admission. She announces this admission, but then tries to make herself seem like she was, I don't know.
It's
like
not she just sort, we slept take, together. She sort of takes herself out of over it. Me. Right. It's not we just slept together and you know, used it against me. It's, you know, you knew how vulnerable I was. I was grieving the departure of my daughters. You knew my marriage had trouble, big trouble, and you did this to me. And she's like, oh, yeah, I did it to you. Right, right. And she goes, but I trusted you, and I felt like I was muzzled by Adriana. I was ashamed of myself. I was scared. She controlled my life. She controlled my friendships with the women in the group. And I like that Adriana's defense is like, because you were supposed to be on my side. Like,
yeah,
like she's her view is, of course, I was trying to get you to stay on my side. You're supposed to be on my side. I didn't have to blackmail you. I was literally telling you you're supposed to be my friend.
Yeah. And then Andy's like, so you were worried she was going to tell Martina or the women?
Yes, because she was blackmailing me with this. She kept telling me, you're here because of me. You owe your paycheck to me. She was going to tell goats. I was so scared.
So
yeah, but you are here because of her and you do owe your paycheck to her. She got you on the show. And last week when she was saying no one would have ever found you in that shitty place you lived, wasn't she referring to the farm where she found her? I mean, you were in the middle of nowhere. She brought you onto this. She brought you onto this TV show to give you something to do. I think that she can say that stuff without blackmailing you over sexual stuff. In other words,
what I'd love is that Adriana then is like, I gave you the opera idea, everything, as if the opera thing is somehow like a benchmark of Julia's success. Like, Adriana, I don't know if I would brag about that on the reunion that you gave Julia the idea to follow opera. It has not really been a true success on anyone's ears or in anyone's hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't brag about the brain damage you're doing to the rest of us by inflicting that that vocal performance on us. Please.
Hold on.
Both versions of my brain are saying, hold on. You slept with Julia at the Hamptons? Andy. Andy's like suddenly just processed what's happening. Adriana's like, many times. It's like, so, oh, well, you say many times? Well, I mean, many times because we're in the same bed. It was sleeping in the same bed. Well,
what does this mean? What does it mean? Wait, did you have sex with her in the Hamptons? And she goes, no, I don't have a dick. I can't have sex. Which everybody, Andy literally face palms like, lesbians can have sex. Women have sex with each other.
He goes, you can have sex without a dick. And she goes, not really. Not really.
Okay. So obviously it's true, right? So then Stephanie's like, it's called scissoring.
Marisol's like, oh, I know. I mean, God. And he's like, okay, you did not sleep with her in the Hamptons. No, we slept, we kissed, but that was about it. It's like, okay, so you kissed, yeah? No, but I never scissored anybody.
He's like, I never scissored anybody. Love that. I never scissored. I don't like pussy, Andy. I'm not your girl, okay? Adriana, you never blackmailed me. You never blackmailed me. You never forgave me. And she's like, never blackmail you? I'm very blunt. You know what? And you never said I'm going to say. Oh, you know what it is? Do you know why you feel this little? Because you're an imposter. You're a fraud and you have imposter syndrome. So you're trying to pretend something that you're not. Okay.
Adriana, you just wanted to invite me to the...
What's your real name? What's your real name? Ask her real name. Because I don't change my name. I don't change my name. Your real name is Julia. There. There. Her name is Julia. She has changed the pronunciation of her name in America. Imposter.
Andy, can I take this lavalier microphone off of my dress and drop it on the ground? Because that's what that was. Mic drop. Julia. He's like, what is your point? My point is that everybody changes their name.
My point is we have a spy in this room. We have a spy. And her name is Julia.
It's like, well, excuse me, changing your name from Julia to Julia. It's like, But my point is, I could say my name is Adrienne. I could be an Adrienne.
Yeah, but it's not like she changed her name from like Sally, you know, that would have been traumatic. Are there still people named Sally? Hey, why do you change your name then, Yulia? Why do you change it? He's like, I would like to know, Marisol, what's your reaction? I love that he doesn't even care. He's just like, Marisol, what's your... Because he doesn't know what to do. And there's kind of silence. So he goes, so, Marisol, what's your opinion? She's like, ay, Dios mio, mi God. Why do I have to answer this?
Listen, I believe a lot of things, okay? A one-nighter, what happens? It could happen. I've tried it so many times with Dick. It didn't really happen there, but with other people, sure could. All right, well, do you believe Adrienne, who you've known longer than most people in this room, who would hold that over, would hold that over her in some way? And she's like, eh, probably. All right, well, who here believes that Adrienne and Julia had an affair? So everyone on Julia's side raises their hands. But everyone on Adriana's side keeps her hands down. Except Stephanie gets her, she puts her hand up. But Stephanie's also like doubled over, tears coming out of her eyes, laughing. I mean, she is.
But I was watching this
with Dom, and Dom at one point turned and goes, every time that lady in green starts to laugh, I lose it. I was like, yep.
But wait. An affair is a long time. So was it sex or was it an affair? Okay, not affair. Or do you believe they had sex? And so they're, you know, they all believe it, basically. So then Lars is like, I mean, Lisa, come on, Lisa. Why aren't you raising your hand like Lisa? Like, come on, Lisa, like. She's like, no. This is what I think. You're the married one and she's not. So come on. And I agree, Julia. You're trying to, like, point the finger at her. You're the married one. She didn't cheat on anybody. But Alexia's like, no, because she had an affair with the married woman. So she's just as bad. She's just as bad.
Mm-hmm. Alexia does a lot of the nose up in the air work in this reunion.
The nodding with her head up in the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then Kiki is like, okay, I have to say something. A lot of people I'm hearing say, but you're married. But listen, guys, some people, they marry her and they have open relationship. Their spouses know they sleep or they cheat and they tell their spouses what they did.
Okay, does she know? Does Martina know? Is she going to be surprised that she's got some Russian singing, you know, Whitney Houston songs on Instagram suddenly? That's how she finds out.
I don't know who this Whitney Houston is, but I told Martina 6 months ago. Maybe it was 8 months ago.
But, like, not when it happened.
Well, hold on.
Does Martina know that you were going to say this tonight? Is she mad? Do we want to get her on FaceTime?
Yes. She does know. Of course, it was all planned. She's like, yes. Well, she cried. She cried very hard. Well, and when she cried, it's really more like she threw a tennis ball at wall and then went out for many hours and came back with a smile on her face and said that she had tracked down Chris Everett and threw a racket at her head and it made her feel all better.
Yeah, this whole Julia trying to, speaking moral high ground, trying to have the moral, like, yes, of course I've talked to Martina about, you just talked to her 6 months ago about something that happened 4 years ago. Stop acting so high and mighty. So she's like, yeah, she cried. And why did she say it tonight? And she's like, because there's just so many misconceptions. I cannot speak my truth. This changes nothing. You were close with her way after that thing in the Hamptons happened. You turned on her this year when you became close with the other ladies. It doesn't change any of that. It doesn't matter that your hoo-ha's twiddled.
I think it does, actually. I think, but she's just losing her case because she's not presenting it properly. I think it changes because it's like, we know, like when friends have sex, like this is the basis of so many like rom-coms and stories, whatever, like, things get weird afterwards. Not always. Sometimes it's fine. But like it is something that happens. And like clearly things got weird. And they were close afterwards. But like, you know, something was there that was not addressed. And it was a lie that Julia had that she had not told Martina. Like this is it's going to eat away. And there's going to be problems. And eventually Julia's probably not going to want to have to face her guilt about what she did. So she's going to want to move away from Adrienne and move towards the other women. Like it actually, to me, does shed some light on how it happened. The problem is that Julia is not really accepting her role in that. She's not really saying, she's not being accountable for like, every time I saw Adrienne, it reminded me of how I betrayed Martina and it was hard for me. And so I sort of drifted away from her. And on top of that, she was also being really possessive of me, which was also unpleasant. Like, that's all she really had to say. And I think so many people would have gotten
it.
Well,
I don't buy any of
that. Like you said,
though.
She's doing it all. I think she's doing it all sanctimoniously here. And it's not right.
I don't buy anything. Like the way that you're saying it, I think makes a lot of sense. But I just don't believe it because it's Julia. And we see how Julia acts with everybody, how she's flirty, how she's constantly making. I think Adriana was doing this stuff on camera. She was basically fucking her up against the wall on camera. We just saw it in the clips. They were like kissing. They were doing this friend engagement. They were doing like the you showed me what love is, that whole speech. They were doing this whole thing on camera. So I don't think that Adriana would have taken that as like an affair. I think she would have taken it as like this chick is like always, she's very sexual. She's very sexual with all of her friends and other people, because obviously we find out later that Adriana knows a lot of other people that Julia has had sex with. So I think Adriana probably looked at it as like, this is somebody who's in kind of an open or a loose relationship. And I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I think if Adriana really thought, oh, I'm fucking over Martina Navratilova right now, she would have been a little more subtle about it and not just
100%
like, so out about it. So I think Julia probably fucked around with Adriana so she could hold it over Adriana's head and say shit like this, like, oh, Adriana's just crazy. She's so in love with me. You know, we, you know, blah, blah, blah. Julia's the one entrapping everybody into these weird situations. And then now she's going to come back and make it like, oh, I'm the victim here and I was entrapped into this situation. No, you were the one like forwarding all of these situations. And I think that she's probably using something like that to look like a victim now. That's how I look.
I don't trust that chick either.
As far as I can throw her.
Well, that's a whole separate issue, which I agree with. I don't think either of them entrapped each other. And I agree. I think that Adriana probably thought that this was like sort of an open thing or whatever. It's like, oh, whatever.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
My issue was not about whether or not they were having an affair or like whether or not like Adriana's at fault because they like slept together. I think they were consenting adults. And I think I think Julia as someone being in a relationship where it was not open like that, like she is the one who had the infraction. But I'm just saying like, regardless of whatever the context was, like it's going to just make their relationship weird and it's going to like give insight. The reason why it changes things for me is it just gives me more insight as to why the two of them fell apart, you know? And so
yeah, I guess I would argue that I don't think it made things weird because I think that it was just like normal for being friends with Julia. I think it was normal in that friendship for them to be very sexual with each other. I don't see like how them kissing and doing all the stuff that they were doing on camera, how patting someone's puss is really that much different. I mean, unless she's saying they were having like a full on affair or something behind Martina's back, which isn't what she's saying. She's saying they were like lightly fooled around one night because even Julia can't answer the questions later. I mean, it sounds like they just basically had a light fooling around night wasted that we saw even on camera. We saw them waking up
even
together.
Even if it's just that, if it's something that she didn't feel comfortable telling Martina for 2 years, that's going to, in my mind, that's going to cause some shit. Like that's gonna.
Except that it was all on camera. Most of this stuff was on camera. Like Martina would have been so completely uncomfortable just seeing the way they were kissing and doing all that stuff on TV on national.
But
TV.
You know what though,
I don't think it's like a huge step that they like actually.
I don't think this was TV
moment.
I don't know if this was honestly okay. I'll say this: my takeaway from all the back and forth and sort of the dodges and whatever, I kind of got the impression that they ate each other out. Like that's sort of what I or at least one of them did. Like I kind of got that impression. So it was like to me a little bit more than just like the on TV like flirtations or whatever. I sort of got the impression that it was like maybe it wasn't sex like Adriana said, but like I was like I feel like it was something. Actually it might not even be eating out, but there could be like some fingering or whatever. But I got the sense that there was something a bit more than just like what we saw on TV.
I guess now, I don't know. The point is the way that Julia and Adriana have been acting on camera for 4 years now is like girlfriends. They've been acting in a way that if I was with Julia and I was worried about that, I would be very hurt already. Okay. I would be like, why are you acting like this with another woman on TV? It's fucking gross and it's disrespectful and it's rude. So whatever they've been doing on camera, whether it's sex, whatever happened, the way they've been acting so far has been totally out of bounds. If I was in a relationship with that person, I would be like, what the fuck is going on? So I think my only point is, I don't think it's a big deal, because one little step further isn't much more disrespectful than they've already been acting. They've already been acting so, right, so completely disrespectfully that I don't think it would be that big of a deal if they like hooked up drunkenly one night, lightly. You know what I mean?
It might not be a big deal.
That's me. But and I think it's coming from like a gay man who sees like kind of open-ish relationships constantly, where there are certain rules in the relationship where, you know, if you do this, you're going too far. And I can see that maybe she took it like a step further than she was supposed to. But I just don't see it being
that
Julia would have hooked up with Adriana to anybody.
But I think it's the lie. I think it's that Julia like kept it inside for those, like, so matter, even if all they did was just like spoon, if Julia felt like she couldn't tell Martina for 2 years because she felt like she had done something wrong, whether or not it was liked or like consistent with what we see on TV, I feel like the fact that she was holding on to something on the inside, to me, gives insight why she started to move away. And I think that she also, like Adriana, like it would also like not surprise me if Adriana was like, you know, I'm going to tell. Like, that's just totally like Adriana.
I believe that.
Yeah. And this is not me being like, oh my God, Team Julia. I'm just saying, like, for me, like, this does give me more insight about things. And I think that, like, I also can see Julia, like, Adriana doing that, and it's like rubbing Julia the wrong way. And I also see Julia as someone who does not fight her own battles. And so she gravitates towards Alexia Marisol because she knows that they're going to, like, basically say the things for Julia that she's not going to say herself. So, like, I sort of must see it as like a tangled web, but
I don't know. I can't buy it with Julia, because Julia's cheated multiple times. And listen to when she talks about it today, when later, which we'll get to. This is going to be a 10-hour recap, but later when we get to it, and she's had multiple affairs. And listen to what she says when she admits it. She's like, "But we were in a bad place. I was very hurt." Yeah. And then, I don't think it's a big deal at all that Julie had an affair. And I don't think that she would have been worried about it, because she's done it a million times. I don't think that this one would be like, "Oh my God, she was blackmailing me." I mean, personally, but I think we'll just have to agree to disagree, because I just think that, like, if you're with Julia, you know, she's going to be fucking 20 other people. And if you've forgiven it three times, you're going to forgive it a fourth.
So that's an interesting point. So you're basically saying, like, you don't think, like, Julia, this is sort of like, it's almost like a Jax Taylor kind of thing, where, like, Jax doesn't really harbor any guilt. Like, this is just who he is. And I'm not saying that she is Jax, but, like, she doesn't harbor any guilt. So it's not going to eat away at her, because she's not burdened by it. Oh, that's interesting.
She's cheating all the time. I mean, even when Andy later is saying, okay, so what... She's following him, trying to be like, Andy, you know, this, I was so hurt and this and that. And he's like, so did you sleep with the Haitian? And she's like, TBD. Like, she does. She has no guilt. Like, she's on TV completely humiliating her wife. She doesn't give a fuck. She's trying to get points over someone she's having fights with and trying to make them look like some abusive stalker, when Julia is cheating all the time and obviously has no guilt about it. So I just don't believe that she's sitting at home like, oh my God, what's Martina going to think about this?
Also, LOL, Martina crying at home. Julia's coming onto a platform and saying crazy things when Martina's the one who, like, has said so many inappropriate stuff on Twitter. So, by the way, Martina, what goes around comes around.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's a whole other can of worms to go after Martina's stupidity. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So I'm not really crying for Martina either way, but I do think it's like pretty crazy that she just forced Martina into this adoption situation with these kids. And now Martina is stuck at home taking care of these kids while Julie is out, like, talking about how she's fucked half the city. Like, oh my God, Lord.
So anyway, Julia is like,
well, I need you to know that I did not ditch my best friend for any of my new friends. I wanted all of us to be together, despite the horrible secret that I had, the disgusting, hideous secret that I made out with swamp monster who happens to be very old, Adriana. And Adriana's like, okay, horrible secret. So many secrets. Despite being repressed by Adriana and feeling guilty, I feel guilt. And that is why I could not have you as godmother, because I felt ashamed.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit, Yulia. Bullshit, spy, Yulia, spy. Do you remember how Adriana pointed her finger at me and she said, I'm going to say it. You're not going to like it.
And then we see unseen footage from their fight at Stephanie's Shoja Christmas party where Adriana is saying, don't make me go there because I will break the fourth wall and it is not going to be pretty. It's going to be bad for you. So don't go there. And she's like, I'm not scared. She goes, okay, but I'm not scaring you. I'll tell the truth. You know what the truth is. And I don't want to throw you under the bus like this, but if you keep pushing me, I will. So we see that Adriana was threatening to release some information. So what
And by the way, even if it's not about this hookup, we see that Adriana is definitely that person who does that. Like, she's definitely that person who says, be careful. Otherwise, I'm going to, like, I'm stay in line. Otherwise, I'm going to reveal the truth about something about you, yeah. You know?
Well, welcome and to Housewives. Like, I've got a lot in my vault. I've got a lot in the vault.
Okay, well, is that what you refer to? Well, I was thinking one of the many times I was thinking she was going to say something. Marisol's like, oh, so you felt you had to... Yeah, to say it first, get ahead of the story. I worked in PR. I got it. She's like, no, I'm going to treat you the way you treat me, okay?
So basically, Julia's saying, she's saying this tonight because she thought, I think she got spooked by that comment that Adriana was going to announce this on stage. So she's like, I'm going to beat Adriana to the punch and I will say it first.
But I do like this because Adriana's like, I would never say that because I'm not that person because I would not destroy your marriage. Okay. I love Martina. I respect Martina. She's my only artist in my gallery. Okay. And those boys, I wasn't going to destroy your household. And Gertie's like, yeah, she didn't. She didn't.
Which, by the way, that's an admission on Adriana's part, right? Like her saying, I was never going to say anything about it because I love Martina. So it's like, so it did happen. I don't think
there's any doubt that they did it, right? I mean, do you have any doubt? I have zero doubt.
I have no doubt that Adriana was acting coy, like they did nothing. And like, obviously they did some enough of something that Adriana is saying that she would never want to hurt Martina with it.
Yeah. So Adriana is like, well, I'm not that person. But since you brought it up, now it's on the table. And she was in the bad place. She was in the bad place. So bad place. Yeah. She was cheating on Martina with a Haitian mortician. That's right. That's right. And that's when you told me everything. You were with a Haitian mortician and you used to take him to a motel and you would pay for the motel and you would bring champagne and you had to give him a coffee machine as a gift.
You forgot about that little bit.
So I think this is what she could have been blackmailing her with. She could have been like, listen, I know all the people that you fucked. So you want me to bring them up on TV?
It could have been that. That's true. So everyone's laughing by that very specific detail about the coffee maker. And Adriana goes, bitch. She goes, wow, Adriana, keep your cool. Oh, and then there's more. Then she also had another lover, a cop who she had to bring a waffle iron to.
She gave a lemon zester to an off-duty nurse.
Did you know that she had to bring a mini food processor, a little one for nuts, to someone who worked the toll booth?
She bought an egg cracker for a garbage man.
Basically, Julia's like a Cuisinart ambassador, but also like a wildly sexual being.
She's a lady who likes sex with people and gives them household appliances in return.
Is it an affair if she also enriches your kitchen? So they're all like cracking up, like, because this is honestly like, I mean, we're still recovering from the revelation that Julia's name used to be Yulia. And it's like, and now we have the bombshell that there's a Haitian mortician who benefited by getting a coffee maker and a of cop. Some sort. Mr. Coffee, truly. And a cop who apparently got nothing, which is too bad.
And I like that Adriana just goes, bitch. Like, I told you, bitch, I let the coffee machine out of the bag. The coffee machine is out of the bag, bitch.
Hold on.
Okay, here comes an Andy Cohen deadpan question.
Hold on. I want to know one thing. Why did you have to buy the Haitian mortician a coffee maker?
I don't know what she's talking about. Oh, you know what she's talking about. Drip, drip, bitch. So did you have these affairs also, Julia? Well, I shared with Adriana in confidence. So yes, you did. In certain situations I had. Yes, and Martina knows. But I said it to her. And that's, oh, okay, so it's okay. So
you'll have a pattern.
So it's all okay. Lady.
So you have a pattern of cheating. You're a liar and you're a cheater. So she goes, well, whatever I am, Adriana, right now, you're malicious.
She's no, like, oh, you have didn't zero leg it. To stand on, ma'am, when you just brought this up to be malicious to her. Sorry.
So Andy's like, are you in an open relationship?
No, I'm not in open relationship whatsoever, but I am in open relationship in giving Cuisinart to people. So everyone, I just want to say that you are all getting air fryer later this afternoon. Thank you.
And Martina knows. She knows all about this. Even my daughters know about it. Even my daughter's cleaning lady knows about it. I gave her an egg timer. Okay, that's true.
What?
And I told Adriana in confidence, and now maliciously she is trying to shame me. You're shaming her. What? Who outs somebody on national TV?
I like that she says that even her daughters know. This is also moments after she says one of the reasons why she had an affair was because she was missing her daughters. So was the conversation like,
I just want you girls to know that because you left home, I cheated on Martina with Adriana and Mortician and the coffee maker I had promised to you. Unfortunately, I have had to send away. I apologize.
You have a mask, okay? You are not the face that you say you have. You are promiscuous and you cheat on your wife and I'm the bad guy? I'm the bad guy now? What? Please, Adriana. He's like, okay, we need to take a break. So they go to break. And Andy's like, you guys need to make up because this is a Housewives reunion. So you're supposed to make up. Oh, really? Well, until this promiscuous thing, you know, goes around and tries to make me the bad guy, I would make up. But now,
unless you tell the truth, there's no moving forward.
Did I say you're the bad guy? No, I did not. I just said that you tricked me into having sex with you so that you could control me and abuse me. When is this calling you bad guy?
Because she's a serial cheater. I did not say you were bad. Oh, come on. That would never go for you, you dirty little whore. So she gets up. And Julia's insisting that she did not call Adriana a bad guy, but she did say that... You did say that she was abusing you and was malicious and was blackmailing you, which I'm pretty sure is not what we see in, like, I don't know, Julia Roberts or... By the way, Julia Roberts, can I say something?
Just as long Please, as bring, I as, love some Julia Roberts news.
She was on Watch What Happens Live earlier this week, and they were posting this clip about like how Julia Roberts is like, you know what? I love Real Housewives of Miami. I mean, that is... What a funny show. And then Andy was like, really? Wow. And he's asking her questions. And she was like, ugh. When Julia said that she'd slept with another castmate and the recipient of that did not seem happy. I was like, Julia Roberts, you do not watch the show. You don't know Adriana's name. You called her the recipient of it. And she's like, oh, and Stephanie, what a great first season. I mean, she really came on all prim and proper. I was like, Someone made Julia Roberts a highlight reel so she could have her talking points for Watch What Happens Live. And I appreciate doing the homework. I really do. But like, you can't fool us, okay? If you do not know Adriana's name, you cannot tell us that you were a Miami fan. And if you would like to refute this, you are welcome to come on to Watch What Crappens and discuss on Crappy Hour.
We'll educate.
We will always accept Julia.
We should have a spinoff podcast just educating Julia Roberts about things she needs to know about Housewives.
Because Emma Roberts is a big Bravo fan, but Julia Roberts, I'm like, listen, and like I said, if she wants to come on here and set the record straight, I will always make room for Julia Roberts. But I felt like she should have known Adriana's name. It made me put an eyebrow up in the air about that one.
We do not believe you, Julia Roberts. However, we do still love you.
Hey, everyone. This is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K-Sara, Sara, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.